It is Sunday Stripped. My name is Kramer. This is probably the only radio show on the planet that only plays rock and metal acoustic songs. Yeah, baby. It's May 28th. We're almost in June. Boy, does time fly, huh? Coming up on the show today, you know, I, like most of you, have always been the biggest Ozzy fan. I can't remember ever not being a major Ozzy fan. And for those of you who didn't know him until the TV show, you can just change the dial. Scoot away, young lad. We can't be friends. Ozzy's health has been, up and down, to say the least, for many years. And we're going to hear from him from a recent interview talking about that. Also, I interviewed Scott Stapp from Creed this week, and I'm going to play you a clip of him talking about mental health. Interesting guy now. He's very different. The Foo Fighters hired a new drummer. We'll talk about that. And instead of one cover of the week, we're going to play two of them. Can I get a witness? Starting us up today, Dirty Honey. In the grand scheme of things, Dirty Honey's a new band. They only formed back in 2017. This single was the only single ever to reach number one on the rock charts without a band having a record label. Totally did it themselves. Badass. Love it. Here's When I'm Gone.
Unplugged and Stripped. Sunday Stripped.
I'm down and out, I'm on my knees. Been working so hard to fill my needs. And I got bit by a hand that feeds. But I'm burning cash like gasoline.
Sunday. Even Jesus loves this music.
Your tiny Jesus, your golden fleece diapers with your tiny little fat balled up fist upon him.
He was a man. He had a beard.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja fighting off evil samurai.
I like to think of Jesus like with giant eagle's wings and singing lead vocals for Lynyrd Skynyrd with like an angel band.
Sunday Strip with Kramer.
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. That's Alice in Chains, Wood. That was written by Jerry Cantrell. It was a tribute to the old lead singer of Mother Love Bone, Andrew Wood. He died in 1990. Cantrell sings the verses of the song, and then Layne Staley sings the chorus in the original song. Up to some Ozzy. You know, there's not a lot of Ozzy acoustic stuff out there, and I really, really looked. It's very rare. Ozzy did an interview recently, talked about his health and all the doctors he's been seeing. Rudy, roll Oz.
I got things to do. I got people to see. I got shows to do. I was saying to Sharon, the hardest thing I have to bear is the fact that my brain is still there, but my body's all mangled up, you know. I'm not improved. In fact, I've gone down again, haven't I?
Yeah, you've gone down. It was really, we just kept saying, because he went back and back to the doctor and he just kept saying, you're going to get better, you're going to get better.
So you've got to go exercise, you've got to get on your backside, you've got to do more work. I said, you tell me how the f*** I'm going to do it, you know. I mean, because I can't climb up the stairs, I can't f***ing walk around the block, I can't go out with my dog on my own. I mean, the simplest things in life that you take for granted are no longer simple for me.
What's wild about all that is that all the new stuff that they've been putting out sounds amazing. It's crazy. Here's Sabbath and one hell of a song. And fitting.
The greatest rock and metal songs of all time. Unplugged. This is Sunday Strip.
Long journey with four guys from a 3 mile area.
Black Sabbath has been everything to me. They're my best friends, Tony and Ozzy and Bill. And it's all I've known for my adult life. It's almost like breathing to me. You know, it's what we do.
I mean, you know, I would hope, you know, we do something in the future somewhere. I mean, you know, no world tours like this, but it'd be nice to do something.
Now all my days are That was all right.
Acoustic rock that rocks. This is Sunday Script.
But deep within your soul, you're losing it. You never took the time, assume that you're to blame. You think that you're insane, won't you spare me? Well, I know the breakdown, everything is gonna shake now someday. I know the breakdown, tell me again, am I awake now, baby? You can find the reason that no one else is living this way.
Acoustic rock that rocks. It's Sunday Script. What's up? My name is Kramer. What's yours? Breakdown, debut single by Tantric, and the lead single from their self-titled debut album. It's the band's most successful song. It reached number one in 2001. Some of these songs you play and you're like, they're over 20 years old? Really? Where did the time go? I say that at least like once a show. This week, the Foo Fighters announced their new drummer. Here's my boy Steve Robbins from YouTube talking about that.
What's going on, everybody? And with Foo Fighters set to release an upcoming album and hit the road, a lot of people have been wondering who their new drummer is going to be. Well, it was revealed today who the band's new drummer will be. Today, Foo Fighters released a live stream called Foo Fighters Preparing for Music Concerts in the run-up to their upcoming tour and forthcoming album, But Here We Are, which is due out on June 2nd. This past week, the band dropped the second single from the album titled Under You, whose lyrics are heavily inspired by deceased drummer Taylor Hawkins, who passed away in March of 2022 during a tour stop in Colombia. It was also revealed this week that their upcoming album will be dedicated not only to Taylor Hawkins, but Dave Grohl's mother, who also recently passed away. Getting back to the drummer announcement, a month or so ago, it was rumored that Pearl Jam drummer Matt Cameron would be the band's permanent drummer, but Cameron dispelled the rumors. The live stream event that the band did to announce their new drummer shows the musicians in the studio with a variety of famous drummers walking through the studio door, including Chad Smith of the Chili Peppers, Tommy Lee of Motley Crue, and Danny Carey of Tool. Then the camera finally pans to the Foo Fighters' new drummer who's sitting on the drum throne on the drum kit, and really to nobody's surprise, it's Josh Freese. The band then begins performing their 2002 hit All My Life from their fourth album One by One, and Freese has virtually played with every band imaginable, going on to be one of the best known session drummers around. What's not clear is whether Freese will be playing on the band's upcoming album, or whether Dave Grohl did the drum tracks himself, as he played the drums on the Foo Fighters' first two albums and half of the tracks on the group's third album.
Let's do some Foo Fighters in celebration of the new music, the new tour, and a shiny new drummer.
Unplugged and Stripped. Sunday Stripped.
Too alarming now to talk about. Take those pictures down, check it out. Truth or consequence, say it aloud. Use that evidence, race it around. My hero, watch him as he goes. There goes my hero, he's ordinary. Don't the best of them read it out, while the rest of them peter out. Truth or consequence, say it aloud. Use that evidence, race it around. Thank you.
acoustic. Raw rock.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen, with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking.
Sunday Strip with Kramer.
It's Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. Hello. Hope you're loving the show. Find us on TikTok, on Reddit, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, what's the other one? SoundCloud, all at Sunday Stripped. Thanks to our current affiliates. We love them all. Let's say you're 20 and a record company offers you a record deal. When you were 20, you would have taken it. I would have. How about multiple times? Lenny Kravitz talks about turning down multiple record deals.
There were record labels that tried to sign me and groups that people tried to put together at record labels, you know. I was very famous for turning down record deals. I was offered about 5 record deals from the time I finished high school until I was, you know, 23 when I started Let Love Rule. They never felt like the right thing. They were offering money. When I think back, I was like, why didn't I take those deals? Like, you know, I had no money. I was living in a car. I was, you know, showering at people's houses when I could. You know, I was eating wherever I could eat. I had the nerve to turn down record deals. You know, I think I just really knew that something inside of me knew to just wait.
Wow. Good for him, though. It worked out, huh? Let's do some Lenny.
Sunday Stripped.
I wish that I could fly into the sky so very high, just like a dragonfly. I fly above the trees, over the seas, in all degrees, to anywhere I please. Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. I want to get away. I want to fly away. Let's go and see the stars, the Milky Way, or even Mars, where it could just be us. Let's go fade into the sun. Let your spirit fly where we are one, just for a little fun. Oh, 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 yeah. I wanna get away. I wanna fly away. Yeah. Get away. I wanna fly away.
Come on, Craig.
Fly away. Get away. I wanna fly. away. Yeah. Oh yeah. I want to get away. I want to fly away. Away. Fly away. Fly away. Fly away. Fly away, fly away, fly away, fly, fly.
Sunday Stripped, it's Kramer. You know, during the week, I probably listen to 100 songs in order to pick the ones that I do for the show. It's a 1 hour show, by the way. It's insane. This week I found two covers of the week and I couldn't decide which one I liked better. And then I remembered, hey, it's my damn show. So I'll play both of them. Up first, I love this band, man. Blackstone Cherry doing the Man in Black, Johnny Cash, baby.
Acoustic rock that rocks. This is Sunday Strip.
Well, I hear that train a-coming. It's rolling around up in. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I've been stuck in Folsom Prison, which time keeps dragging on. Well, I hear that train rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby boy, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. That train rolling, I hang my head and cry. Thank you.
Sunday Stripped. Kramer, real quick, I told you we were going to do two covers of the week. Up to number two, Corey Taylor does, of all things, a cover of Wicked Game, and it turned out sounding badass. I love this. Check it.
On fire and no one could save me but you. Strange what desire will make foolish people do. And I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like you. And I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you. No, I don't want to fall in love. No, I don't want to fall in love with you. With you. What a wicked game to play, to make me feel this way. What a wicked thing to do, to make me dream of you. What a wicked thing to say. Never felt that way. What a wicked thing to do, to make me dream of you. And I don't want to fall in love. No, on fire and no one could save me but you. Strange what desire will make foolish people do. And I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like you. And I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you. No, I don't want to fall in love. No, I don't want to fall in love. No,
Sunday Stripped, it's Kramer, acoustic rock that rocks. I interviewed Scott Stapp recently, and I wanted him on for a few reasons. One of the main reasons was, for him to talk about his addiction and mental issues. I used to be a raging alcoholic. And so I can totally relate to his story. I think there's a lot of you out there that can relate to that, too. Here he is talking about all his demons.
But I wanted to say congratulations to you because 9 years ago, I got sober, finally, and had really major problems. That was a major issue for a long while with me, and I talk about it on the show all the time. And the reason I do is whenever I get a chance is so that other people know that just regular people go through really terrible circumstances. And you went through a really bad time, but dude, it's like you did a 180 all of a sudden, and you're finally, you got all that behind you, and now you seem mentally clear. And you're enjoying life, and you're enjoying doing what it is that you do, and I think that's just fantastic.
Oh, thanks, brother. I tell you, they say sometimes it takes a series of bottoms until you feel enough pain to really make a change, and it definitely was that way for me. I battled with sobriety for a number of years as well as battling clinical depression and mental illness. And I tell you, to be on the other side of that right now, to be coming up on 3 years sober, to be in remission from my depression, is just a gift from God, man. And I have so much gratitude that I've gotten to this point. And anyone out there that's listening, that's struggling with addiction, alcoholism, depression, or any other form of mental illness, help is there, and don't be afraid to seek help. Go to your doctor, go to your preacher, go to your friends and family, and just say, I need help. And it's amazing how people will rally.
Unplugged and stripped. Sunday stripped.
A quarter's in session. A verdict is in. No appeal on the docket today, just my own sin. The walls cold and pale, the cage made of steel. Screams fill the room, alone I drop and kneel. And I said, oh,
so I held my head up high, hiding hate that burns inside.
I hear a thunder in the distance, see a vision of the cross. I feel the pain that was given on a sad day of loss. A lion rolls in the darkness, only he holds a key. A light to free me from my burden and grant me life eternally. Time. And I said, oh,
If you're loving the show, want to make a request, or want to talk about the music, hit us up on Facebook at Sunday Stripped.
Acoustic rock that rocks. My name is Kramer. Man, this hour flies. I mean, every week it just gone. I need to do another hour. Maybe if we can get more radio stations and internet radio stations on board, we'll make it a two-hour show. Wouldn't that just be sweet? We could cuddle for an extra hour. All right, I gotta go. Thanks to all the radio stations and the internet radio stations that run the show. Thank you so much for listening. Reach out on social media this week while we're doing stuff and request a song if you feel like it. Our social media handle is Sunday Stripped, because that's the name of the show. Hey, I love you all. Have a fantastic week. Be safe. Be careful. Tell your mom and them I said, hey.